Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Dr. Norm Shuley. We've been doing this for about 10 years now. And if you'd like to go to his website, normshuley.com, normshuely.com. Dr. Shuley, if we go to your website and sign up for your newsletter, we can get reminders about your weekly broadcast on KICK AM 1340 Springfield, right?
Exactly, as well as a free autogenic training and our 90 days of self-help.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So, class, I suggest that you go to normshuley.com. This is not a commercial. This is an endorsement. And you can learn about the broadcast. And you get a chance to see Dr. Shuley and Dr. Sergey Sorin live while they do the broadcast. There's a video of it. And they'll stream it. And you can see Dr. Shuley in action. And I think you'll be quite impressed. I'm sure you already are impressed. But you'll be even able to see him on camera, along with Dr. Sergey Sorin. Dr. Shuley, speaking of on camera, I watched the StumbleBum on camera, and what I saw was him leaning in to the camera. He was focusing as best he could, it appeared to be, and his delivery was anything but extemporaneous, meaning it was not ad hoc. He was struggling to get the words out. His facial expression was unchanging. It was anything other than what you see with President Donald Trump. Just off-the-cuff remarks, able to walk up to the microphone, the cameras, and just start, you know, without preparation. I'm talking about Jumpin' Joe Biden seems to be having a great deal of difficulty delivering a short couple of sentences. Is that just me, or have you seen this too? He has the appearance of...
Well, let's face it. He's got not early, but moderate degenerative brain disease or Alzheimer's or some kind of loss of brain function, period, end report.
Mm-hmm. And
in other words, he's stupid, brain damaged.
And his wife is probably so proud of him that he was able to achieve being chosen by the media as the next president of the United States, while at the same time knowing that she's living in the house with this guy and he's not capable of making decisions. I mean, I can just say, all right, that's it, nuke him. Let's nuke him. Iran, let's get him. I meant Iraq. I'm sorry. I meant China.
Well,
can you imagine?
There's some country over there.
You know, it's really, really dangerous.
And
it's
by
really
that, that woman who's maybe vice president could be more dangerous and worse than he is.
Yes. Yes. And if you trace back her family's heritage, you know,
they own slaves.
Yes.
Among other things.
They owned slaves. And, you know, I think it's wonderful that black people are proud of black people. I think that's wonderful. And I think it's wonderful that the Irish are proud of the Irish and the Scottish and so forth. I think it's wonderful. But that doesn't mean that I would vote for John F. Kennedy to be president because he was a Catholic.
Or Irish.
I would want the or Irish. And by the way, Jill Biden, is Italian. Yeah, her grandfather changed his name. And so she's Italian. You can look it up. I don't think they talk about that too much, but that's the truth. And so here we have, and so who is Biden? I mean, if you remove the layers of plastic surgery, you remove those implants for the hair, take a look at some pictures of Joe Biden. He's been rebuilt. He has been rebuilt. And I think, you know, it's nice to have your teeth fixed. But if you look, his teeth are not commensurate with his age. His hair is not the same as it was when he was younger. He has more hair. I know it's possible to maybe grow a little bit of hair, but he's been rebuilt. He is not, if you stripped out the plastic surgery, I'll bet he would look a lot different from what he appears to be right now. Look that up, class, and see if I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I just hate being hoodwinked. I just hate being lied to. I just hate, and all these politicians, they all lie. They all lie, and they all make promises that they can't keep. And so what should we do about it? Well, I think that any politician who has been selected for office, who does not deliver on campaign promises, should be hung for high crimes, misleading the people. That's a really strong statement I made. But that's what they do. They lie. And this election could be such a big theft. It could be the theft of almost an entire continent. Take out a little bit of Mexico, take out Canada, and what's left could have been stolen from us.
Well, it's in the process of being stolen at the moment.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I'm saying. And what anger would people have if they figured out that their country has been stolen by the media? What repercussions would this have with ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, the New York Times, the LA Times?
They could all be hanged.
This is a really serious thing. These guys have all gotten together. If you go to any of the news on the internet, and you ABC, CBS, NBC, and you read the stories, they're the same stories with the same words, written by the same people. It's almost like it comes out of one place. And actually, the stories come out of multiple places, but they're played almost in the same order by all the media outlets. So it's like, which smiling, talking head do you like the best? Which is the prettiest? Which is the most handsome? Which delivery do you like the best? But the content is so similar. And it's been like that probably starting around the 70s, maybe even the 60s it started. Didn't used to be that way. There was competition for better stories. But that has devolved into the same stories with different pictures, slightly different captions, slightly different headlines, but mostly the same words.
And the same lies.
Right. Right. Dr. Shealy, this is not the 1950s that I started to grow up in. This is something else. And we've said over and over and over, we can't trust any of the media, none of it, and we can't trust the government. And now we have corporations with heads of, like Mark Zuckerberg, rationing, filtering, and letting us know what is acceptable for them, or by them, for us to say. Free speech is gone. It's been filtered. And if you look at Jared Kushner, and you look at Mark Zuckerberg, in some pictures, they look like they're twins. No kidding. No kidding. You look at it, class. You look at Kushner and Zuckerberg. And you tell me that they don't look really, really similar, like they're the same family. And Kushner is the guy that's being blamed for the poor election poor voter performance of Donald Trump. Took advice from an in-law. Bad mistake. Bad mistake. The president trusted people that he should never have trusted. Huge mistake. The guy is surrounded by liars, cheats, the deep state, fraud, deception, misrepresentation, and me first, meaning them first. And now they're really worried. Now they're really worried. They might have sunk the ship. And America. And everyone else with them. So the question is, those people that have those Biden signs on the front yard, are you their friends?
Not one.
Not one. Not one. And that could be a binary cut. You can look at that and say, well, you know, if I see that guy with a flat tire with the Biden sign, you know, I'll just kind of wave and smile and keep on going. Yep. I'm not helping him. I'm not helping anybody who is in the business of destroying our country. I'm not in the business of helping anyone who's done that. Nobody. Dr. Shirley, do you think I took it too far?
Not far enough.
Well, we're going to see how far this goes in the coming days, weeks, and months. I have referred to this guy as a stumble bum, and just it's definition, clumsy, second rate, incompetent. Those are just some of the synonyms for stumble bum. Normally, I wouldn't do that. I didn't even call, Barry Satoro those things. But this guy's beyond the pale. I mean, this guy is he went to Syracuse University. I've been to Syracuse University. I've stomped around there. I've been in the building. I've been in lots of places. Syracuse University is a fairly good university. And he was a plagiarist at Syracuse University. Dr. Shealy, one of the things that I'd love to ask you about is there's been a report that one-fifth, 20% of grocery store employees have been infected with COVID-19. And, of course, we don't know the real numbers. We don't even know if that's true. But let's assume that it could be true. And the reason I'm asking you this would be a medical transmission issue. If it were true that one-fifth of grocery store / supermarket employees were infected, and they didn't necessarily know it at the time, but they were working there and they were asymptomatic, and they were handling foods, are there certain foods that you would be concerned about buying if someone were actually one-fifth of the employees were infected? What I'm saying is, would fresh bread from the bakery at Walmart be of concern if there was a possibility that, you know, the baker or the person who takes the bread out of the oven, puts it in the bags, seals the bags, because bread seems to be alive for a while, would that be a concern? Would handling lettuce, avocados, onions, loose onions, carrots, things like that, ice cream in containers, would any of that be a concern to you? Medical question for Dr. Okay.
Every single bit of
it. Let's talk about that when we come back.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norm Sheila is with us. And seriously, if you're interested in getting two really key supplements that I take every day, as well as vitamin D3, the youth formula, and Dr. Shuley's essentials, I suggest you consider doing that while you still can. Now, we don't know if that trucker strike is going to happen or not. We don't know. But if you're thinking, well, I can get them like in a couple weeks, if you're going to get them in a couple weeks, why don't you just get them now? And that applies to everything. Dr. Shuley, I mentioned... do you have any comments about what I just said, Dr. Shuley?
No, you're right on. Obviously, even ordering from Amazon, often there are delays up for a month right now.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned one-fifth of supermarket/grocery store workers have been found to be infected with COVID-19, and I mentioned what food should we be concerned with. So, for example, bread, you know, getting bread from the bakery at the Chinese factory outlet, even though you don't handle it, and even though they bring it out to your car, you know, curbside delivery, etc., bananas, I mean, whatever it might be. Dr. Shuley, what are your concerns about those people if they're infected?
Well,
and we don't even
I'm
know if that's true.
I'm concerned especially about fresh vegetables and things like that. But, I mean, even in a package, if they've touched the outside, it's still got a possibility of being contaminated.
Mm-hmm. Let me share with you, if I may, what we do here at the farmhouse, and I'd love to hear your comments. So, for example, class, when we get the mail, okay, it comes to the mailbox. It's delivered to our mailbox. the person getting it will wear gloves, and then the mail gets placed in the sun. We wear food service gloves. The mail gets, and the same with packages. Same when packages are delivered. They get placed in the sun, and they get rotated on all sides, so we don't open our mail for several days after it's been in the sun. And same with food. When food is picked up, let's say curbside, it is it goes through a decontamination process with ultraviolet from the sun. So, for example, we have a station wagon. Yeah, actually, we have a station wagon, believe it or not. It's hard to believe that they still make station wagons, right? But we have one. It's an old one. It's about almost 20 years old. And it has one of these lift gates, and just lifts up, and you can pull it so that the lift gate faces the south, and the sun can disinfect the packages, the cans, jars, bottles, jugs, etc. And when it comes to food, we're very careful what we buy. Now, if we were to buy something like lettuce, we would soak that in a dilute vinegar solution, white vinegar. So let's say maybe 10% vinegar, the rest filtered water, handle it with gloves, turn it, leave it in there 15, 20 minutes, and then we can handle it. Dr. Shealy, do you think those measures are too extreme? Do you think they're prudent or necessary? Okay. Meat, okay? Some people buy chopped meat. Some people buy steaks. Some people buy, you know, different cuts of meat. Those are handled by the people who work in those supermarkets and grocery stores. And there was no delineation whether it was one-fifth of the meat cutters, the bakers, you know, the store shelf stockers. It was no delineation. So I'm going to have to assume that it's one-fifth of the whole. Okay, so one out of five guys that cut the meat, one out of five guys that run the bakery, one out of five guys that stock the shelves, one out of five that runs a conveyor belt to checkout, one out of five that brings your groceries to your car, that kind of a thing. Meat. Is there a concern that you have with, we'll call it, fresh meat from the refrigeration section of the supermarket?
Well, yeah, of course, because it's been touched by a butcher or someone who's similar to an old-fashioned butcher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My grandmother, believe it or not, you know, I thought, gosh, Grandma, why do you do this? She would literally, I'm talking the 1950s now, she would, if she bought a cut of meat from the A&P, Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, she didn't buy ground meat. She bought the full piece of meat, and then she ground it herself if she was going to make hamburgers, because she wanted to see it. She wanted to see the whole thing and make sure she knew it was going into the ground meat. And before that, she would soak it in salt water to disinfect it, because she said, oh, those people are dirty. The people that handle meat, that's dirty.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Back in July, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Defense announced an agreement with U.S.-based Pfizer Incorporated for large-scale production of a COVID-19 vaccine under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. Today, that nearly $2 billion investment has paid off. Pfizer has announced it has a vaccine to prevent COVID-19 that's 90% effective. The treatment requires two shots. 50 million doses are available now, although the original deal with Operation Warp Speed wanted 300 million doses available when getting full approval with the FDA. Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo tells ABC's Good Morning America that Trump will mess this up.
And the Trump administration is rolling out the vaccination plan, and I believe it's flawed. I believe it learns nothing from the past. They're basically going to have the private providers do it.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Chase Elliott won his first NASCAR Cup Series title Sunday at Phoenix Raceway. Joining his father, Bill, is champions of stock car racing's top division. At 24 years of age, Elliott became the third youngest Cup Series champion in NASCAR history.
We did it. Championship crew chief Alan Gustafson is now a NASCAR Cup Series champion and very deserving. I just can't say enough about our group. You know, I felt like we took some really big strides this year, and last week was a huge one. And to come out of that with a win and a shot to come here and have a chance to race is unbelievable.
Only Jeff Gordon in 1995 and 1950 champ Bill Rexford were younger. Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex Trebek!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard.
In March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God, you're
take my
when you go
to the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and I was thinking about my grandmother, who I love dearly. And she used to literally take, you know, a piece of meat that she bought, and she would not buy ground beef because she wanted to see what went into it. And she didn't want the scraps going in it. She wanted to know. So she'd buy the whole piece, and she had her own grinder, and she hand crank grinder, and she would literally clamp that to the kitchen table. Lots of people have those hand crank grinders, and I still have her hand crank grinder. It's passed on to my mom and to me, and she would grind that meat, but she would soak it in a salt water solution to disinfect it because she said those people are dirty. Now, she wasn't really picking on them. It just, there was a lot of filth in that room and a lot of potential for pathogens in the butcher's area of the market. It's plain and simple. The potential was there for getting sick. And so she wanted to prevent that for her family. Dr. Shuley, any comments about soaking beef in salt water or chicken? She washed chicken as well.
Well, no, I don't see any problem in it. Now, between ages 12 and 18, in the summer and on weekends, I worked in the butcher department at a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept ourselves, I would say, amazingly clean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that
no,
was...
I don't think she was referring to these people just being, you know, filthy by carelessness and recklessness. I think what she meant was this is a dirty job and there's lots of blood.
Yeah, blood and stuff around.
Yeah. Right, right. And dried blood and, you know, potential for, you know, yesterday's apron being used today, you know, things like that. So that's what she did. And so going back to the one-fifth being potentially infected at the supermarket slash grocery store, that would extrapolate out to the drive-thru. So people who go to McDonald's and Burger King and, you know, the fast food joints, and they think, well, I'm not going in that restaurant. They can get sick going in the restaurant. So they go to the drive-thru. But it's handled by, let's say, that same one-fifth, one out of five people, being potentially infected if you extrapolate out from the supermarkets to the fast food joints. Same thing, Dr. Shuley. Would you be concerned, or would that be different?
Well, you couldn't pay me to go to a fast food restaurant since 1962 anyway. So.
Well, let's say a person, not you, just loved going to McDonald's, just had to do it. Would you consider that there would be a risk by the food handlers?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it seems to me that the French fries could have it on them from the factory, you know, riding that, the frozen truck all the way to the restaurant, used tomorrow, put in the, it could have, you know, COVID-19 on the French fries, but that'd be killed by the French fry fryer, you know, the hot oil. But the guy handling it, taking the basket out of the fryer, putting it in his little bags, that guy could have it.
Yep.
Or the gal or guy who handles it next and puts it in your bag to go out the drive-thru window could have it. Or the guy that says, how many ketchups? Did you say two ketchup packets? No problem. The guy that handles that could have it. Or the guy who put the ketchup packets in the little tray there that they grab the ketchup packets from. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of potential, at least in my eyes, for this. And, of course, we don't go through drive-thrus. We don't go to restaurants. Why would we do that? Why not just cook at home, right? Dr. Shuley, do you have a feel for how long this virus could last on the bread, on the rolls, on the packaged, you know,
no way of knowing. I have the foggiest idea. I'm not even sure the virus exists.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the CDC listed recently it didn't have a virus.
Yeah. Yeah, the pandemic is over, and yet it's not. It isn't. I mean, really, it's so confusing. How about this, Dr. Shuley? Well, the bottom line is, prudence would say just avoid potential for getting it, right?
Well, it's interesting. I just looked it up. McDonald's franchises are more optimistic than they've been in years. As the other independent restaurants, 20% will close across America.
20%, that's
people
one of the
fun. Eating more of the junk than ever.
Yeah, and some people are wearing it really well. I mean, it's like they're... it's like, look at me. I ate at McDonald's. I remember in the good old days, many years ago, I stopped at a truck stop that had one of those McDonald's as part of it, and I happened to go through the door into this truck stop that was a McDonald's, and this this kind of roly-poly young gal said to me, hey, welcome to McDonald's. I said, well, thank you. I said, how's the food here? So, oh, it's great. I said, you eat here? Oh, yeah, yeah. And I, you know, and there was a senior citizen next to me, and I said, wow, looks like you really enjoy it. And what I was saying it to her without saying is, boy, you're putting this stuff on. I mean, that hamburger is going right to your waistline. It's not stopping. It's going right there and staying there right next to the other hamburgers and french fries and other junk food that you've had. But no, I don't eat there. Dr. Shuler, I want to ask about medicine, if I may. So let's say a person goes to the doctors, not for the first time, and the doctor, and I'm not talking about Dr. Shuler, I'm talking about, you know, medicine as most people experience. Yeah. So the doctor says, listen, I'm going to put you on prescription A. I want you to take one of these three times a day, and you've got 2 weeks worth, whatever it might be. It could be heart medicine. It could be antidepressant medicine. It could be anti-anxiety medicine, whatever it is. Okay, this is the first time the person's taking it. Do you think it's prudent for someone who is concerned about maybe an adverse reaction to whatever this medicine is to take less than the prescribed amount that the person is told to take or follow doctor's directions? So what I'm saying is, let's say it's one tablet three times a day, whatever it may be. Would it be prudent to say, let's try a half of one if they are cuttable? I'm not talking about one that is, you know, time release that you don't want to cut. But if you can cut it, and if it's, you know, advisable to cut it, would it make sense to take less the first time just to see if there's an adverse reaction?
Do you know the statistics? The last time I looked it up, 60% of people do not take the prescribed amount.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I don't know why or exactly how much they take or don't take, but that's, you know, somewhere between 60 and 70% of people do not follow instructions at well.
Okay. Now, do you think that's prudent for the first dosage, or do you think, or does it depend?
You know, to some extent, it may depend on the seriousness of the illness. Like with an antibiotic, for instance, I'm not sure it matters whether you try to cut it back, because it's going to affect your immune system and your intestines no matter what, but it can save your life if you have a certain kind of infection.
Mm-hmm. And some, you know, I bought, I don't know why, but somebody was so eager to get rid of a physician's desk reference, really thick manual on pills and medications and so forth, that it was for sale for a dollar in the good old days at the Goodwill store. I saw it and I thought, yeah, I love buying books, especially old hardback books. I love buying those. And so there it was for a dollar. And if you read some of the complications, which I guess some people might call side effects, dizziness is one of them. Dizziness from taking an antibiotic. Huh. And then some antibiotics, you're told, don't take this with other medication. Now, how do we know that the physician...
Yes. Yeah. The doctor doesn't really know either.
Right. Right. So it's a really complex, complicated thing. And if you look at this physician's desk reference, it's thousands of pages. And it's not like, you know, it's reading for the, it's not casual reading. It's complex. And you really have to pay attention. And I guess, would you suggest that people be careful taking medication for the first time? Is that something that we can say? Be careful and notice any symptoms that you may have before and after. Did things change? And pay attention and drink lots of water.
Lots of water.
Lots of water with it. And what if a person has a reaction? Drink more water?
Well, it depends, because your reaction might be vomiting or nausea. And I'm not sure that drinking more is not going to increase the vomiting in that situation.
Okay. Let's say a person does vomit, and of course, I don't know anyone who hasn't, at least, you know, during his or her lifetime. And When I get in that situation, I want to rinse my mouth out because I don't want to etch my teeth from the hydrochloric acid and so forth, and you know the acidity in the digestive system that just comes upward instead of going downward. Do you subscribe to that? Rinse, 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 and make sure you get
that
out of it.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Even like to brush my teeth, if possible.
Yes. I had a question about, actually, a bunch of questions. My dad used to love grapefruit juice. Loved it. I mean, it's probably his favorite juice. But I remember reading that, oh, no, no, if you're on medication, you can't, don't take grapefruit juice because it has a multiplier effect. So if you take, you know, one tablet, whatever that medication is, it might multiply it, you know, to the equivalent of two, three, or four tablets. Is that true, or is that just a rumor? Or what?
Well, I think it depends on the prescription.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if we wanted to err on the side of caution, would we say, if you don't know, don't take grapefruit juice at that time?
Absolutely, because it can particularly damage the kidneys or the cause the heartburn.
Okay, and what actually? Okay, and what is heartburn? What are the symptoms, and what actually is it?
Well, it's a feeling of burning. It actually is in your upper, you know, esophagus. So it feels as if it may be in the heart itself, but it's right in the center of the chest, all the way up sometimes, right up to your voice box.
Okay. In terms of juices, Dr. Shealy, I really like grapefruit juice. I haven't had it in quite a while. I like tomato juice. I like V8. If I have a V8, it would be with a couple splashes of, you know, Frank's or Crystal pepper sauce, you know, to spice it up, make it a little more hot, if you will. Do you have favorite juices that you like the taste of? Do you like the...
My all-time favorite juice is actually grape. Apple juice.
Okay.
Just
so,
taste
class,
my favorite.
I love apple juice as well. And you know, if you can heat some up and put some cinnamon in it, it's absolutely spectacular. Heat it in a pan with some cinnamon. That would be a stainless steel pan, not microwaved. But if you're going to have apple juice, glass, I suggest you look around the near the cap on the jar, and you might find in little letters that matches almost the color of the apple juice, "Make in China." Be careful, be careful, be careful, because some apple juice is "Make in China." We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, what is worse than COVID-19? That would be Biden 20. Dr. Shealy, I referred to Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist, who's a bona fide plagiarist. I mean, no question about it. You can look it up. You can type in Biden, comma, plagiarism. Bang. You'll find a whole bunch of results to prove that what I'm saying is true. I've been referring to him as the stumble bum. He is a guy who has prematurely declared that he is the next president of the United States. No state, not one of the 50 states has officially declared that he won that state, not one. And yet he and the media have taken it upon themselves to declare that he is to be the next president of the United States. I've referred to him as a stumble bum. Dr. Shealy, do you think I need to apologize for that?
No, I don't think you've been strong enough.
Guys, I don't know if America really understands that not one state has said, he won the popular vote. Not one has declared that he's won the electoral votes. So here we have a condition where we may be in a constitutional crisis in the next few weeks. And you know what? I am not willing to turn over the CEO position to someone who does not deserve it nor fairly want it. I am not. Any comments, Dr. Shealy? Because I have a couple other quick questions for you.
Well, I just hope the courts settle this equitably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bursitis. Dr. Shealy, I remember I used to have a 1985 Chevrolet El Camino. and it's like half a truck and half a car. And it's a really neat little vehicle. Mine was a 1985, the last year they made it, I believe, or close to the last year. And it was called an SS. It was black and silver. It was magnificent. I bought it used. And I gave it to a guy who saved my dad's life. My dad was in a car crash, and this guy really liked my El Camino. And I said, you know what? I really appreciate what your wife did in saving my dad's life. And here you go. Here's the El Camino. And that El Camino had steel guard door beams in it, and it was a two-door. And the doors were larger than a four-door car, and they were way heavier. And I'd close that door, and I'd pull my shoulder out of socket, not intentionally, but I'd pull my shoulder out of socket doing that. And I got bursitis, and I went to the local doctor in the village in Virginia, and he gave me a shot of, I believe, cortisone. It fixed it right up. What is bursitis? Why do those shots work, and is there a workaround that does not include cortisone?
Well, first, second, third, it's an inflammation of the bursa, which is a covering of around a joint. And every joint has some degree of that, but the major ones are the hips and the shoulders. Yes, there's another drug called Serapin. It's an extract from the pitcher plant, which is a very long-lasting and much safer local anesthetic than lidocaine.
Okay. And how do you spell that?
S-A-R-A-P-I-N.
S-A-R-A-P-I-N. Is this a topical kind of a thing?
No, it's an injection.
Okay.
Interestingly, mm-hmm. It was demonstrated way back in the 60s that fluoride increases the risk of bursitis, among other things.
Wow. More damage.
At Mayo Clinic, they were recommending giving huge doses of sodium fluoride to make fractures heal faster, and it markedly increased the risk of bursitis.
So if a person has bursitis, Dr. Shealy, what do you recommend that he or she do?
Well, if it's bad enough, I would hope to get an injection of Serapin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Probably
and what if it's
very safe.
Okay, what if it's one of those, let's say it's a 2 or 3 out of 10 on the pain scale, and it seems, it comes and goes, but it seems to be going slowly. Just tough it out?
Well, then I would probably take aspirin or ibuprofen or one of those and use some heat or ice on it.
Okay. All right. I wanted to give you a small report on your PEMF device, of which I have. I got to tell you, Dr. Shealy, that I absolutely believe it works. Now, I had some inflammation in my chest, and so I just lie down and watch combat and for 15 minutes. And, right after that, I could cough up some phlegm, and I'd feel so much better. So I just want to tell you that I think there's more studies that could be done on your PEMF device than have been done. I think it has more medical benefits than we know. That's just my layman's position.
That we are about to investigate its ability to raise anandamide, the bliss hormone.
Very, very interesting. I'd love to hear more about that. Can we talk about that next week?
Absolutely.
Dr. Shealy, I want to thank you for being with us
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Shealy. And class, thanks for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.